Hi, this is Louisa Tanner Munson from astrologyboo.com with an August forecast for Capricorns in 2014. Right, Capricorns, this has been a time of, some quite serious nature going on. You've got Pluto in your first house, and you have had for a long, long time, and it has been created some great transformations and some observations of yourself and what works and what doesn't work. You've also got Saturn, your ruler, going through your 11th house of cooperation, of shared dreams and goals, of group activities, of networking, of anything to do with, the wider public, outside of your initial sphere. It's about reaching out. And I really see that for those of you that are really active in transforming their lives, you would have actually collaborated with quite a few serious people, but also been quite serious about your collaborations and networking. It would have been a time to really formulate the way you work with others, whether it's getting contracts between you and service providers. I don't know how you're doing it exactly, but a Capricorn is very, very good at seeing these opportunities. So I would imagine that recently you've been doing quite a bit of that. Now, there are quite a few really transforming things going on right now, but I'm sure you're more than aware of those, in particular with Uranus in your fourth house making you feel very itchy feet-ish. You really want to move. You really want to strike out of the parts of your life that are holding you back and keeping you in place. You've also got Neptune and Chiron in your third house of communications making you really quite want to learn about your inner psychology, which is quite unusual for Capricorns. You're actually wanting to learn about how to transcend hurt. You're actually wanting to learn about how to get over childhoods or get over that long lost love that it didn't work out with. It is a time when you've been thinking a lot more deeply. And this month of August is a time when you can actually start to purge and let go of things and to move forward in your life. Now, the current position of Jupiter, which has gone into Leo at the end of last month, that has really set a new scene for the next 13 months ahead, whereby you're able to make permanent changes, and that luck is on your side. Luck is really supporting you. You are able to find the money, you're able to find the resources, the support from people, and the optimism and hope and help from people to make those changes that you want to. And this month of August, you've also got the sun going through there, really making you feel ready to make those changes. With Mercury there as well, you're able to communicate about your changes. And as Venus goes there from the 13th, it's almost like you're ready. You're finally ready to, sign the papers on a house, to make those final arrangements and to, just to move forward on your life journey again. It has been a time of moving forwards, but for every forward step you've taken, there's been quite a few backward steps. But this August is marking a shift in you whereby every step forward you take is matched with a general pushing behind you. There's this general sweep of hope and optimism. There's a good energy for you to move again. I really can't say that strongly enough. As Mars has just also gone into your 11th house as well, it's a time when the people that you've possibly up to now just networked with can become your supporters and advocates and start really singing your praises. You've got a lot of energy from the people that you don't know so well, but who you've done a lot of good work for in the past. So don't be too afraid to capitalize on that kind of support and energy. This is a time of progression for you. Make the most of it. On a slightly more romantic and sexual note, it's also a time when, if you're ready for a serious commitment, not just a bit of dating, that you could actually meet someone that would transform your life. If you're the kind of Capricorn that is ready and open and ready to be changed through vulnerability and through the vulnerability of loving another person, i.e. the risk, the emotional risk of letting your heart be out in the public domain, then this is a time when you could actually meet and settle with somebody quite suddenly and in a very delicious way. So watch out for that. Make the most of it. Don't pussyfoot around, Capricorn. That's my message to you. Don't pussyfoot around. Take some bold steps already, okay? Right, that's enough from me. Take care and speak soon.